down the boots and scrape up the knuckles.
Oh, what a hit!
He got jacked.
This is the Big Red Rage with Perry Rhodes. Presented by Santan Ford.
Picked up by Rhodes at the 25. Cuts left to the 20, to the outside 10. Rhodes to the 5. Touchdown! Perry Rhodes!
The Rage is brought to you by Santan Ford. Santan Ford and the Arizona Cardinals. We do this together. University of Phoenix, the official education partner of the Arizona Cardinals. The Room Store. You'll always save more at The Room Store, Arizona's number one volume furniture store. And by Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go.
Bang! There it is.
Lobbing it far side. Picked off by Rhodes at midfield.
It doesn't get any better than that.
Temperature rising, vision blurring, rage taking over.
From Marley Sports Grill at the Chandler Fashion Center.
Hey guys, where else would you rather be?
Here's Paul Calvisi.
Get the popcorn ready. It's going to be a show.
Ron Wolfley.
What's my name?
And Kerry Rhodes.
All on that, boy. I'm on that job.
Unleash the fury.
All right, I think we're off to a really good start here. We are off to a big start on the Big Red Rage. Big, big start here. And here's why I say this. I thought maybe for the first time ever in the history, the dozen years the Big Red Rage has been on the air,
yep,
that we might have our first ever standing edition of the Big Red Rage. Now, we've had hosts, including you, Kerry Rhodes, get standing ovations from the fine crowd here at Marley's Chandler Fashion Center, right?
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure if you were going to be the guy standing tonight. So when I say, welcome and how are you doing, I sincerely mean that in every sense of the question. How are you doing?
Not good.
You're moving in slow motion almost.
Yeah, it's slow motion. It's a case of old man-itis and yeah, it's not good. The old man said, "Woo, all right."
I see. A little shout out support from from those who are outside the 18 to 34 demo. Yes.
Yeah, it's not good though, man. It's just back is pretty jacked up right now, but I'm trying to get back.
So, what can you tell us here? Is it a matter of back spasms?
No, that's really old. No, not back spasms.
No. Because we hear athletes dealing with that. Okay, so we got these guys over in the Santan crew. They can relate over
there. They can relate too. Yes.
Because Ken Wisenhunt actually said that in talking to the media after the game is, there's a lot of people who probably can relate to some degree to what Kerry's going through just when it comes to a back injury. A lot of folks deal with a bad back.
Yeah, it shuts you down. I mean, you don't have...
You're the man!
I appreciate it. It shuts you down, though. You really can't do anything without your back. And on the play... It happened. I was just running, and it locked up or whatever. It went all the way down to my calf. So I just kind of just let go, and then the big guy didn't stop. He didn't give me any justice. Hit me anyway. So
yeah. But before that, you had left a series earlier,
mm-hmm,
right before a third down play.
Yeah.
And you came to the sideline, and you went all the way to the bench, and then you dropped on your stomach as if you were going to start doing push-ups.
Mm-hmm.
But then you were in agony at that point as well, weren't you?
Yeah, the push-up position actually helped a little bit. It kind of relieved it. So I got a little relief early, but after that, it was just tough. I mean, yeah, it was tough.
So just the fact you got back in the game.
Yeah.
I was semi-amazed, to be honest with you. How much pain were you in when you went back out into the field? Because you came on at the last instant and then sent, I think it was Rashad, back off the field, right?
Yeah, I was in pain. I wanted to go out there and help my team win. It was a close game, and I was trying to, go out and make a play as usual. And, the coaches didn't even know I went back in. So I kind of just ran back out there and was like, hey, everybody get out the field. I'm coming back. So it was like that. But it wasn't good.
Yeah, props for that, folks. If you would have seen him on the sideline and then he ran back out there for the next series. But what happened was then all of a sudden the back was in the flat. You came up with force, and then the moment before, normally you would have avoided the big offensive lineman in the open field, right?
Yeah, I would have made a miss, but the back wouldn't let me do it, so I just kind of tried to give myself up, but he wasn't hearing that, so he had a clear shot on me, and he took it, and I thought it was kind of dirty, but, hey, it's part of the game as well.
Yeah. Well, and so then not only did you get cut and get blocked in that one, but that didn't even probably equal the back pain you were in. Forget about getting blocked at that stage, right?
The block didn't do any damage. I just it was all back issues right there.
So fill in the blank. It hurts when you do blank.
It hurts when I do normal stuff. Is that good?
And
I can't brush my teeth. I can't tie my shoe. I can't do anything.
And so, was it one thing that precipitated this? Was it something that caused it, or has this been a bad condition
past? No, never been that way. I think it was early in the game on the goal line. I think something happened there, but I kind of felt it early, and it just kind of went away, and then came back later on.
How much pain are you in right now?
On a scale of 10?
Yeah.
13.
Wow. All right. Well, I'd share that Ron Wolfley isn't here. That might assuage some of that pain. But, we'll get to that momentarily. And our very special guest coming up, Kerry Rhodes. It is the Big Red Rage. Yes, coming here from Marley's Chandler Fashion Center. All brought to you by Santan Ford.
And here comes a fake end around, and Brady gets sacked by Acho, came over the top.
Sam Acho was not fooled. Boy, is he a smart, alert football player.
Tannehill with a short set, looks left, now back to the middle, hit from behind and sacked at the 35-yard line. Sam Acho on the sack.
Sam Acho eluded Jake Long and then got the back wax of Brian Tannehill.
Sam Acho! Y la captura! Acho libre!
Hey! Acho libre!
Now that is an intro. That is an intro. I am merely Paul Calvisi compared to Gabriel Trio there with that introduction. Welcome back into the Big Red Rage with Kerry Rhodes. And yes, I think you might be able to guess our very special guest. Let's put it this way. There are 9 linebackers in the NFC who have at least 3 sacks, and the guy sitting to your left is one of them. Go ahead, Kerry. Bring him in.
Nice. My guest today, young phenom, one of the smartest guys I know, Samuel Imanji Acho.
You know, your name just lends itself to nicknames. It really does. I always want to put the in the middle. Sam the Acho. You know, I just, there's always something. It sounds royal to me. There's almost some sort of royalty to it.
Well,
you know?
It's funny because Kerry said Imanji, which I don't know where he got that from.
I just made it up, but.
Because he always asked me, he asked me one time, Sam, what's your middle name? And I told him my middle name. It's a long name. It's of African descent.
We got an hour show. Go ahead.
Oh, no problem. Well, I told him my name is, it's Onyedi Kachi. That's my middle name.
Okay.
And it means who is like unto God. So it basically means no one can compare to God. That's what that name means. No one compared to God.
Royalty. I called it. I was going with the.
Not me, though. It's just saying no one can compare to, it's like putting God up where he belongs. And so Kerry asked me, what's your name? I told him, hey, you're not probably not going to remember it, but I'll give it to you. So I told him once, the very next day, he was like, what was it, Jumanji? And I'm like, nah, it's not Jumanji. And today he said, like, emoji con, like on the iPhone, like the emoji con. No,
yes. It was close.
The short-term memory. He's like Wolf. He's sort of going to there. Well, you mentioned the academics over there. We'll just get this out of the way. You realize the guy to your left here, Kerry, earned a double bachelor's degree in business administration and marketing, all right, from the school of business at Texas with a 3.6 GPA while playing big-time college football.
One of the smartest people I know.
Well, if he's that smart, maybe he can ask what happened to his Texas football program these days. You guys are in the rankings, aren't you?
We are 6-0, actually, and we're pretty darn good.
Wow.
We'd beat them, too.
No, that would never happen.
Oh, okay. All right.
So when this
we're
guy...
We're not 6-0, by the way. We're 4-2, struggling with Longhorns.
This guy went back onto the field in the Buffalo game. I mean, were you aware, actually, he came back onto the field at that point?
I had no idea. I had no idea he was hurt. You get in the zone, you're focused, you're doing your thing, trying to find out what's going on, how you can, make adjustments. So I didn't know he was hurt. Next thing you know, I see him fall before the guy came and cut him.
What were you thinking then? You're like, what's going on?
I just didn't know I was like, man, that was a really hard hit. But it wasn't because he was already on the way down. And so I just didn't know. I was hoping he'd be okay.
So, Kerry, let me ask you something. I mean, what was the aftermath? What's it been like the last 24 to 48 hours for you coming off that game? How much time have you spent in the training room?
Well, I've been there every second, but I've been trying to find every way possible and any possible solution to get back out there quicker. So I've been doing all the little things, researching stuff, and just trying to get myself in the right presence of somebody that can get me out back on the field soon. Mm.
What hurt worse, the injury or the loss, the way things went down? You guys got so used to winning those kind of games at home.
It was the loss. I mean, because even when I went out, I mean, I had faith in other people getting the job done for us. I mean, that's the type of team we are. We have guys that can step up and fill in. So I expected us to win, and I was actually in the back watching on the big screen, trying to, I mean, I didn't want to get the MRI, the x-rays. I was in there looking at the game. So to see Jay make the 61-yarder, yeah. I actually jumped up and sat back down real quick because of the pain. But right. I was definitely into the game, though.
What was the toughest part about that one, Sam, about that Buffalo Bills game?
The toughest part about that loss was just knowing that we were in a position to win and knowing the reason that we lost was because of us. It wasn't because of anything that they did. It was because of us. And so we went back, we watched the film, and we saw, man, if we would have done these things right, we would have won the game. And that's what hurts the most when you do it yourself.
Yeah, Coach put up a couple of – he put up like 10 plays of just one play. That if you make that one play, maybe the outcome is different. So he did that type of thing for us, and it really humbled us a little bit.
C.J. Spiller in the open field, guys, is no joke, is he?
No question.
He's the real deal. I mean, that's when you know you're in the NFL.
Yep.
That guy, and just watch him from the sideline, I'm like, man, he made a lot of guys miss.
He's the real deal.
He made a lot of guys
like Speedy
miss.
Gonzalez.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, what else about that team? What else about that offense, I don't know, impressed you and what they were able to do?
I think the thing that impressed me the most was their stick-to-itiveness. They kept running the ball, and they wanted to run the ball. They came out, and they tried to put a certain imprint on the game, and for them, it was to run the ball, and they kept doing it. So that's probably what I was the most impressed with.
Stick-to-itiveness.
You like that, right?
Stick-to-it. I've never, you know.
He's making up words and terms from your middle name to kind of stuff.
I like it. No, yeah. But honestly, just being totally real, it wasn't even that they impressed us, and Kerry would agree with this too. It's what we didn't do. Mm-hmm. Like Coach Horton showed us, you know, we met the next day, showed us 10 plays of us making mistakes. Mm-hmm. You know, we probably had 60 or 70 plays in the game. He showed us 10 plays where we were wrong, and if we would have been right, we would have shut them out completely.
Yep.
So let me ask you, when it comes to the mistakes, this time a year ago, most of them were mental. How would you categorize the mistakes now for this defense that obviously has evolved and is a top five scoring defense still in the NFL? But when you do make mistakes, what variety or brand are they?
Well, they're still, you know, some of them are still mental because we're putting in so much more. We're doing so much more. At the same time, a lot of those mistakes can be solved by actually whether it be communicating better or studying more. I think the big issue is just communication on the field. You know, you'll see Paris Lennon, our middle linebacker, making a call or making a check, but it's so loud because of the fans, because of you guys, we can't hear it, which is a good thing. But now we're working on making hand signals, doing different things so everyone can get the call, everyone can get the check.
You know, this defense, and look at the NFC West, for example. You guys realize that four of the top five scoring defenses in the NFL right now are in the NFC West. Chicago is one. The next four are all in the NFC West. Isn't that staggering?
Oh, yeah.
Man. Those games are brutal in the NFC West, no question.
Your Arizona Cardinals, by the way, folks, are second in the NFL, having given up just 8 touchdowns through these 6 games. And the only team that's better is Chicago, and they played one less game. So, and what's amazing is you guys talk, and I tell you, you know, we talk to all the guys, and that is there's room for improvement in this defense, isn't there?
Without a doubt. We expect so much more out of our defense, and we're going to need it, you know, with the way the season's going. And so we expect near perfection, and that's what we're aiming for.
Yeah, the 8 touchdowns are 8 too many.
I would say 9 too many.
9 too many?
-1.
All right, I'll tell you what, we're going to come back, and we'll go to the other side of the ball. And Kerry wasn't the only guy injured in this one as we continue the Big Red Rage with Kerry Rhodes and Sam Acho, all presented by Santan Ford.
Under center is Cobb. Fitzgerald to the left, Floyd to the right. Cobb takes the snap. 7-step drop. Throws over the middle. Caught by Fitz at the 2, and he's in. Touchdown, Cardinals.
Oh, you can see it. The offense coming around. Starting to get that blood pumping through their veins. Kevin Cobb did a nice job of keeping his eyes downfield. And Larry Fitzgerald flash.
Remember, with each passing touchdown this season, Wells Fargo donates $500 to local schools through the Passing Touchdowns for Schools Fund. Wells Fargo, together we'll go far. We are together on the Big Red Rage. Kerry Rhodes, Sam Acho, Paul Calvisi, all presented by Santan Ford. Wolf is in Buffalo for the Sports Hall of Fame induction. How about
that? I heard of that. That's great.
He went to go celebrate with the Bills. He's a traitor. I'll play.
And we will hear from Wolf a little bit later. A very special edition of Wolfleyisms, the birthday montage. It's been a big week for Wolf, all right?
That's nice.
All put together by the expert over there, Jim Omohundro. That is definitely worth sticking around for, no doubt about it. Speaking of Larry Fitzgerald, how about the fact he became the second guy ever with 10,000 career receiving yards before the age of 30? How about that? Him and Randy Moss have done it by age 29. The fans give it up over there, Sam. And his best catch was the one that didn't count. Did you guys see the one-handed grab?
I did see that. I saw that. I was like, wow. Okay.
My jaw literally dropped for about 20 seconds.
Yeah.
He caught it in one hand, threw it back to the ref like, all right, bye.
Yeah. Then again, for a lot of people on the Cardinals side, like, yeah, because they see it every day in practice virtually, right?
Right.
I mean, you do see that all the time. I mean, more than any other receiver, you would think.
Without a doubt. Like, he makes some – I remember my rookie year last year, he made some of the most outstanding catches I've ever seen in practice.
Yes.
And he did some of the stuff he did in the games, and I wasn't even impressed because he did even better things in practice. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys laugh because you guys go against, like, you know, maybe not necessarily the ones in practice all the time, but do you laugh when you're on the sideline and you watch an opposing team's defense go against Larry? Do you sort of look out there and you say, you know, oh boy, I know what's coming here, or can you kind of predict things?
I just wonder how they're going to guard him. You know, a lot of guys probably have to double – a lot of teams – put two guys on him because it's hard. He's hard to stop with one man, with one corner. You have to put a corner and a safety, get the corner and a nickel on him. You have to double team him.
By the way, so Kevin Cobb, right? We all know what happened in, you know, and I know back in the training room, you guys ended up there together, Kerry, at some point because you both had to leave the field, right?
Yeah, I was in the back, like I said, watching the game, and I see him get hurt. I said, oh Lord. So I look back, and he comes into the locker room, and he can't even breathe. He can't move. Can't put his arm over his head, and. I think he had to actually cut the pads off. He couldn't take them off, so it was pretty rough.
The way he was walking off the field, I mean, he was just walking, with, you know, but he waved off the cart. You know, it's something with guys, isn't it? You never ever want, and I know, you know, the cart on the field's one thing, but you couldn't even sit in the cart, Kerry. You were like, you know, you were like bending back. It was weird.
Yeah. So at that moment, you just brought up the cart. So I'm sitting on the field, and he's like, I'm going to bring the cart out. I'm like, you're not bringing the cart out. I'm going to walk off the field. So I stood up and I said, get the cart. Yeah, the cart's going to work right now. So,
But you couldn't sit in it because your back was seizing up or what?
Yeah, it was tough, man. It was tough, but whatever. I mean, a lot of people deal with a lot of different things, a lot of harder things than that. So,
you know, we were talking on azcardinals.com on the podcast. I said, sure, football players make a lot of money, but, you know, let me just throw out a few words for you. Your ribs detach from your sternum. When you hear, you know, the injuries that you guys incur and that you run the risk of suffering, you know, I mean, there is risk and there is reward. Maybe in no occupation, maybe more so than NFL football.
Right. Agreed. One of our linebackers, I play linebacker, one of my, you know, brothers in the linebacker room, Reggie Walker, had a concussion a couple weeks ago, and he's still suffering from symptoms of that. And so, as a matter of fact, he's not even suffering from the symptoms anymore, but he still hasn't been able to pass the test.
Right.
And so stuff like that, you look at it, it's like, man, you know, is it really worth it?
So tell me how this team transitions now from Kevin Cobb back to the original starter back in week one, John Skelton there, Kerry.
I think he just, like I said, it's the next man up in line. He has to step up and be ready to go. And I know he's been aching and yearning to get back out there and show what he can do. I mean, just like any other guy who, I mean, I don't want to say lose your position because he didn't lose it, but has been sidelined or not being able to be out there with your brothers to make things happen. So for him, I'm sure he's ready to go and excited to go, and he's going to do all he can to keep that position for him when he gets the chance.
What did you see, Sam, in the preseason with John Skelton, you know, that led to him being named the starter going into the regular season?
Well, John's a guy we all believe in, and same as Kevin. Kevin's a guy that we all believe in. We believe in them both. And Coach Horton said it on the defensive side. He sees everyone as a starter. You know, only 11 guys get to be on the field at the same time, but even the guys behind him, he said you got starters and you got guys trying to make the team. That was in the preseason. The other guys that didn't make the team are gone, and now we're left with just starters. And so on the offensive side, I see it the same way. We've got starters, and then we had the guys that were trying to make the team. The guys that made it are now considered in the starting category. So I believe in John. We all believe in John just as much as we believed in Kevin.
You think the offense changes? Does the offense change very much? You know, for my quarterback is obviously so critical to any offense. I mean, you think the Cardinals' offensive style changes or evolves in any way?
I don't know if it changed. I think you're going to call certain plays that suits John better than what they did for Kevin. So I just think you try to tell it around the quarterback, around your better players, and I think they'll change a little bit, but not much.
And every quarterback sort of has his preferences, right? Those plays he's comfortable with. And by the way, the Cardinals might be in the market for a third quarterback. You know, Kerry, is that something? No, you're shaking
Kerry,
your head. No, what do you
Kerry,
mean?
Not Kerry.
You've expressed your interest and, shall I say, confidence in playing quarterback in the NFL. This could be your big opportunity.
Yeah, not with this back.
I say we give him a chance. He always plays quarterback on the scout team when the ones go to scout.
Okay.
He always plays quarterback.
Now
it's time for you to step over the offensive side of the ball as well. Be a dual threat. Patrick Peterson did it. Why can't you?
You're lucky enough time to ask him early. Do center Kerry Rhodes, who'd he pick? Because we'll come back right after this in the Big Red Rage.
Jaws.
Cobb turns and gives to Powell. Sprinting out to the left. Cuts it back to the right at the 25 of the 20. Cuts left. Keeps his balance. And then knocked out of bounds near the 15-yard line. William Powell has talent. And you saw it there.
The Weepo. This is exactly what William Powell brings to the table. I formation. They run the power. Weepo bounced it to the outside. Great play by the Cardinals.
Yeah, about 13 carries, 70 yards rushing for William Powell there in his first extended regular season action. As we say, welcome back into the Big Red Rage, Kerry Rhodes, Sam Acho. And remember, you'll never be out of touch when you download the new Arizona Cardinals mobile app. It is free and available on iPhone, Android, and BlackBerry. Just visit azcardinals.com/app. So he got into a rhythm, did he not? Weepo, William Powell. And everything we talked about last week sort of came to fruition against the Bills.
I told you, he's a good back, man. Just giving him the opportunity to get carries was big for him. So he actually showed what he can do, and I'm excited to see what he can do in the future.
Sam, he just has this knack of sort of making guys miss, and he just sort of meanders and weaves his way, and then all of a sudden he's got 5 yards of carry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, Weepo's hard to stop. We see it when he goes against us in practice, and then we see it in preseason. So I was excited for him to get an opportunity during a game and show the world what he can do.
Are you guys as eager when you get a young guy like that, right, and you see him in the preseason, he's NFL's leading rusher in the preseason, are you as curious sometimes about a player as some of the fans are?
Yeah.
I mean, teammates and stuff, do you, you know, because I noticed a lot of guys were on the side up there sort of watching when he got into a rhythm.
Oh, I know I was, because you see him do it and you know he can do it. And the preseason is different than the regular season. So when he gets a chance to go in the regular season, you want to see, well, can he do it now? We believe he can do it. He actually showed us on Sunday.
Yep.
So how vital is getting this running game going? Not only, you know, to keep a balanced offense, but to keep the defense from teeing off on the quarterback right now.
That's the key thing you just said. I mean, being able to run the ball and being balanced makes the defensive end and the defensive lineman's job that much harder, because they have to play two things. They got to play the run and they got to play the pass. So it slows their rush down just a little bit.
You guys have been getting some questions this week. I heard it today in the locker room there, Sam, right, about, okay, the defense, you know, top five right now in scoring defense, and then the Cardinals' offense is bottom five in scoring. So you're starting to get a lot of those sort of questions, aren't you?
Right. Well, on the defensive side, we see what we can do better no matter what. And so, yeah, we're top five in scoring, and we're top 10 in most categories, but we need to be better. It's just the bottom line of it. It's not, you know, it's not political talk or anything. It's just we need to be better. We have to be better. And so our goal is to get better in each and every category. Turnovers, red zone defense, scoring defense, you know, defense against the run, against the pass. That's what we need to do.
And in these meetings, Coach Horton's pretty demanding, huh? He spells it out, and he illustrates it for everyone. So there's no mistaking what he expects.
Yeah, there's no ducking and dodging. He lays it out there and lets it be known, and that's one of the best coaches, I think, as a coach, you can have one of the best qualities, I'm sorry.
So, what do you think the mood is on the team? You know, you guys come out and you exceed expectations, you have the 4-0 start, and then, okay, and there's always that weekly overreaction to every result. You guys know that, right?
Yeah, we're not satisfied at 4-2. I mean, we expect to be better than that. We lost a tough game last week that we thought we should have won, so easily 5-1. We didn't play well against St. Louis well enough to win, so you can't really count that one. But last week we thought we should have won, and you know it's the last week now; it's behind us. But we're not satisfied with where we are. We got a lot of work to do.
So, if this team right now, Sam, right, is being led by the defense, and the coaches have said that, Ken Wisner has said it's the strength of the team right now. Can you ask this defense to do more? I mean, can you realistically ask this defense to do more, and then that becomes the blueprint and formula for a win right now while the offense evolves?
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Like we said earlier, we watched the film of the Buffalo Bills game, and yeah, you can say the offense didn't put up enough points or too many sacks, turnovers, whatever you want to say. Mm-hmm. But we were looking at what we did and what we didn't do. And there were, like I said, 10 to 15 plays where we made mistakes that could have changed the game on third down, on, you know, first, second down, whatever it was. And so we know we can do better. We want to do better. We want to do more.
Until we throw on the film and see a perfect game, we'll always have a chance to improve. So that's where we look at.
So you guys are heading to Minnesota now, and that means, you know, that's obviously native land for Larry Fitzgerald. Michael Floyd's from Minnesota. What happens when a guy is from that area and you guys are going on the road trip? Are there any responsibilities that go along with that for this road trip?
I feel like you just gotta win. If you're from there, like I'm from Dallas and we're playing the Cowboys, I gotta win. Otherwise, I'm never gonna hear the end of it. So, you know, for Larry, for Michael, all the other guys from Minnesota, we gotta go up there. We gotta win.
And then they got ticket obligations, I'm sure. So
yeah,
that's probably one big thing. We'll probably have 1,000 people at the game.
How about for you guys? They gotta come up with restaurant recommendations, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, they gotta come through with a solid restaurant recommendation or something like that, right?
Without a doubt. At least tell us where the cheap gas is. Maybe it's cheap gas.
I see. Those sort of things. All right, I tell you what, we're gonna come back and we're gonna have a special, very special shout out to Ron Wolfley and why he's not here on the Big Red Rage, and why it's Kerry Rhodes and Sam Acho, all presented by Santan Ford.
And the Viking mascot, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen in the NFL. They've got the Viking mascot on one of those motorcycles at midfield. He's got the hat on. He's got the horns coming out of it. That's your kind of guy right there, Wolf.
You know, what they ought to do is bring out a cow or something like that and have them slaughter it with a battle axe.
That's totally inappropriate. And that is the quintessential Ron Wolfley, along with Dave Pasch right there on the Cardinals Radio Network. Third year in a row the Cardinals have gone to Minnesota. It's almost like their division opponent.
I hate it.
What's going on with that? Is Fitz making that happen? Does he have friends in the New York office? You know, the scheduling guys?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Goodness. Well, yeah, investigate that. Sam, you know, there's some of those think tanks in D.C. We need to launch some sort of FBI investigation there. It's the Big Red Rage. Kerry Rhodes, Sam Acho, yours truly, Paul Calvisi. Now, guys, what Adrian Wilson did to Fred Jackson on that screenplay, how did that look on film, by the way, if I might ask, on Monday?
He killed that dude.
Oh, my gosh. That was like football punctuation. I mean, that's like an exclamation point right there.
And then he walked off like this, like, I don't even know what I did. It was an accident. I didn't even mean to do that.
He did that in the preseason, the media. We asked him, well, I forget what the big hit was. Well, what are you talking about? He just denied he even did it. He's like, well, what are you talking about? He just gives us that deadpan Adrian Wilson look. And then he intimidates all the media. Nobody asks the follow-up question. So he gets away with it.
I laugh at you guys. You guys are so scared of him.
That's true. You're right. Did you see the media cowering?
Oh, man, my God.
Man, I kind of myself included on that. Anyway, so that Adrian Wilson,
you're number one.
Knockout hit there is sort of foreshadowing. It's sort of akin to what we've done to Ron Wolfley here in this following birthday montage. Jim Omohundro is really the guy responsible for this. Cardinals producer over there. Last Sunday, game day, was Wolf's birthday, and not just any birthday. It was half a century.
It was the big 5-0.
Oh, yeah.
The big 5-0. And so, among other things, we went into the locker room, right? We got some special birthday shout-outs and impersonations. And this might be John Skelton, and it might all sound something like this.
I got a bad feeling about this.
John Skelton here, wishing my friend Ron Wolfley a happy birthday.
Big Red Skelton put it on him.
Big Red Skelton down the field to Andre Roberts. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Wow. They pass. I don't know what happened.
I am stunned and well, frankly, appalled.
My friends are fries. Would I have air conditioning issues? My friends are Northman Auto Group. When I need a truck.
I'm gonna bash somebody's face in right here.
Wolf, despite devouring pregame meals in every press box, including unlimited Raider dogs every preseason, you've made it to 50. Happy birthday, my brother.
Chaw.
Are you talking to me?
Hey, David, do you believe I'm 50?
Oh, man.
Hey, David, would you pass that Raider dog over here?
I feel like I've eaten 8 bad fish tacos.
Hey, David, could you shorten your play-by-play? I haven't talked enough this quarter.
No way.
Hey, David, I'm on 2 hours sleep. I got this massive spike in my head. Do you have 4 Advil?
Could you try to find me 4 Advil?
Hey, Basinonians, I got a great cure for a sinus infection. Just run down there to bust a wedge and stick your face into the man's stomach and don't look back.
I guarantee if he had a sinus infection coming into this, he doesn't have it anymore.
Hey, Wolf, Patrick, happy 50th birthday, and many more to come. Oh, boy.
Patrick Peterson, drop the sickle, baby. The Grim Reaper is here.
Oh, Patrick Peterson, drop the sickle on him, baby. The Grim Reaper is here.
Daryl Washington showing some ball skills.
Happy birthday, Wolf. Happy 50th, man. Hope you have many more to come. We're going to get a win for you on Sunday.
How about the speed of the X-Men?
D-Wash is the X-Men of the Cardinals defense. The Jägermeister.
Oh, the return of the gas man, Adrian Wilson.
Hey, Mr. Wolfley, this is your favorite number 24, Adrian Wilson. I just wanted to tell you happy birthday on your 50th birthday. Huge milestone. You know, hopefully you have many, many more.
It was Mike Leach who came up with the ball. It's Cardinals ball.
Ron, happy birthday. All the great ones were born in October. You're 50?
Larry Fitzgerald crams it down their throats.
This is Larry Fitzgerald. Wolf, I wanted to congratulate you on your 50th birthday. I appreciate the friendship over the years and all the tutelage. I wish you many more.
Larry Fitzgerald could catch a bee with chopsticks.
Andre Roberts could catch a bee with chopsticks.
That's awful. Just awful.
Catch a bee with chopsticks.
How about that? Yeah, so what do you think? Skelton the runaway winner? The voting here by the panelists?
Oh, no question.
John.
What they call him, the Big Red Rocket?
That's big, what well, yeah, big red, red skeleton.
Skeleton,
you know,
rocket.
You know, and Adrian Wilson deserved it. You know, he had to give him a little shout out because, you know, Wolf had to move on and get another honor because he used to be the number 24 that went to four Pro Bowls and then A-Dub topped him with five. So Wolf went out and got himself inducted into the Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame, and that's where he is right now. And so major props to Wolf. What Hall of Fame would you guys like to go into? Kerry, if I gave you a choice, one Hall of Fame for your playing career, which one would it be? Because the Wolf, it's meaningful. He grew up in Buffalo, the whole thing. You know, obviously, everybody, I guess, would want to go into Canton, Ohio. But, you know, beyond that, you know, he's going in with his brother, no less.
I don't know.
Louisville? What about the Louisville?
I'm already in that one.
Oh, you are? Oh. Wow. Well, pardon me.
I didn't want to toot my own horn.
Wow. How remiss of me not to realize you were already in the Hall of Fame for Louisville. Okay. All right. Sam, what about you? Texas? Or would you go with the hometown? Like, what if they put retired your number in your high school or something like that? How cool would that be?
That would be pretty cool. But I got to say, even though I am from Texas, the football state, my high school did not produce a lot of athletes. We were mainly known for academics. So
he went to the small school in Texas.
I went to a small school.
Oh my god! Wow. I thought it was all about football.
So it was just like Friday night light, like singular, like what? I mean, it wasn't a big deal.
Mine was like Monday night lights.
I see. Was it like 8-man football or what?
I mean, it was close. It was close.
It was Monday night lights out.
So, two thoughts. One, did you have a tough time getting noticed and getting recruiters out there?
I did. And, you know, my school, like I said, was known for its academics. So what I did is I had my coach make a highlight tape, sent my highlight tape and my transcript out to different schools. And thankfully they saw it. They came and got some scholarships.
He must have been killing guys in 8-man football. That's my other thought.
No question.
Yeah. We'll come back with a Big Red Rage. Kerry Rhodes and Sam Acho.
Percy Harvin out of the backfield. He zips up the middle, bounces off a Titan, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings! Ponder on third down, takes the snap, swings it quickly out right to Percy at the 15. He eludes one tackle, make it two, inside the five. Touchdown! You can't stop Percy Harvin! You can't stop him catching, returning kicks, or rushing. That's a 10-yard touchdown.
All right, that's one of the few guys, the voice of the Vikings, who matches Wolf for energy on those NFL broadcasts. Welcome into the Big Red Rage, Kerry Rhodes, Sam Acho, yours truly, Paul Calvisi, Wolf out of the Buffalo Sports Hall of Fame. And I'll give you guys a little pop quiz on Mr. Percy Harvin there. He leads the NFL in receptions.
Yep.
Care to guess how many?
How many receptions?
Through six games, how many balls has he caught?
I'd go with 74.
74? That'd be like an all-time record.
Okay. He's too smart. He's using that.
He's using like the quadratic formula on that or something.
He would, through six games, he has...
Multiply that by pi.
He has 53.
Close, 49. Okay. Close, very yes. And you know what's interesting is, you know, there's some stat out there that Percy Harvin
and Gale Sayers are the only guys through the first 3 years of their career who in each season have receiving, rushing, and kick return touchdowns. I mean, it's really, you know, whenever it's you and Gale Sayers in some stat, pretty, I mean, that's pretty astounding.
Pretty good company right there.
So what do you see on film when you see number 12, Percy Harvin?
He's explosive. He is one explosive athlete. You know, he very well might be the most explosive athlete in the NFL. So you see him play, that dude is fast. So he's lined up at receiver sometimes in the backfield at running back. So you have to account for him no matter where he is.
I mean, I think right now he's playing at an MVP type level, not just best offensive player or whatever, like MVP type level right now.
Really?
Yeah.
He's not all that big, right? He just, what, gets instant separation?
He's explosive. He's fast. He's really fast.
He's explosive, fast, but he's deceptively strong too. Very strong. He breaks a lot of tackles.
So you guys go from like Reggie Bush to CJ Spiller to now Percy Harvin. I mean, just the athleticism week after week you guys have to deal with.
Without a doubt. But we like the challenge. I mean, if you want to be the best, you have to beat the best. And so we like going against top offenses or top players because it's a great measuring stick for where we are as a defense.
So what do you think of Christian Ponder, right? Here was the guy, 12th pick in the draft last year. He didn't start till the very end of the year. Don McNabb was the guy, as we saw last year, right? Which was amazing, by the way, the game up there last year. You know, my takeaway from the game last year was beyond just it was 28-0 inexplicably at the end of the first quarter, but D. McNabb really was skipping balls all over the carpet. You know, I guess that was just testimony to field position because they started three drives with like the 18, the 24, and the 25, right?
Right. Yeah, I blinked and we were down 21-0.
But anyway, so Ponder comes into the end of the season, and so now he's going to be making what, like his 16th or 17th start here.
Yeah.
What do you guys think in terms of experience in an NFL quarterback? Is he no longer a rookie? Is he, you know, how do you treat him at that point? Because I know you guys treat, you know, veteran quarterbacks different than you would treat a rookie quarterback, obviously.
He's definitely not a rookie quarterback. He's playing well. He's actually, to me, playing better than any of the second-year quarterbacks that came in. And he's probably one of the lowest regarded ones that are playing right now. So for him to be playing at the level he is, I mean, I've been definitely impressed with what I see with him.
And so, you know, what has he been doing that's impressive on film with Ponder? What have you seen, Sam?
Well, he's an athletic quarterback. So you'll see him in the pocket. You'll see him elude the rush. See him get out of the pocket and make great throws. I saw one play we watched in the defensive meeting room where he literally sprinted to his left out of the pocket, sprinted, stopped, turned his body, made a perfect throw to the receiver, and the receiver dropped it. But, I mean, you just see a high level of athleticism.
And, of course, I'm burying the lead in a lot of ways because, you know, if you got most of the teammates in there, they say, hey, Calvisi, you need to start with Adrian Peterson. Right? I mean, you know, where do you guys rate Adrian Peterson when you're looking at all the running backs in the NFL?
Well, you know what? I mean, I think you did a good job of starting with Harvin because he does so much for them. I mean, Adrian's the running back, and he does a great job with that, but Harbin's all over the place. So, I mean, you did a good job with that. But
And one thing we said as we were watching film, we said, you know, he had the knee injury and I think it was a shoulder injury, so he's not the same as he was before, but he's still Adrian Peterson. Simple as that.
And he's not even wearing a knee brace, is he?
He's a freak. I'm sorry.
I mean, he came back in like 7 months from the ACL surgery.
It's ridiculous, man.
So, Sam, tell us about, let's make a quick transition here as we remind everyone that the St. Joe's Health and Wealth Raffle is coming spring of 2013. For more info, you can visit healthwealthraffle.org. Obviously a great cause. They do it each and every year. I've been involved with that. But, Sam, you have something coming up as well. Let us in on that.
Without a doubt. Well, I think a lot of people know about Living Hope Ministries, which is my charity where I go back to Nigeria every summer and do medical missions work with my family.
And Calais went with it this past
Calais
year, right?
Calais went this year, and so there's some pretty cool like videos that show what we did. But on Monday, November 26th, I want a chance for everyone in the Phoenix area to get a chance to see what we do and what we're all about. And so I'm going to hold a celebrity auction on Monday, November 26th. It's going to be at the Ritz-Carlton in Phoenix.
Nice.
And the celebrities, people are clapping. The little celebrities are going to be all my teammates. And so all my teammates are going to come up, and we're going to basically auction off things we like to do.
Oh.
So, for instance, you know.
Going to auction off Kerry
Rose, you know what I mean? And his MVP awards. For instance, like Calais Campbell's going to come, and he's going to auction off like a game of basketball with Calais Campbell. Obviously, he's 6'8", real tall. You know, Adrian Wilson's coming. He's doing a shopping spree at his store, High Point Shoes with Adrian Wilson.
Oh,
so all these different guys are doing all these different things in order to raise money, and the goal is we want to build a hospital in Nigeria. And so the cost of the hospital is $2 million. And so our goal is to raise money to build a hospital. So I want everybody to come and to get more information about purchasing a ticket or whatever you want to do, the number to call is 602-710-4281. And I'll say that one more time, 602-710-4281. You can get tickets and come learn about what we do, and also hang out with a lot of cool teammates and auction and bid on some cool auction items.
I tell you what, if you want to get a look at some of the stuff that Sam's up to, and you've been, you know, over the years with your parents and going to Nigeria, you can go to azcardinals.com. And Season in Focus, the show that airs every Saturday morning, 7 o'clock on ABC 15, you were featured in some great footage of you and Calais in Nigeria.
It was unbelievable. That was some of the coolest footage that I've seen of what we do. azcardinals.com, Season in Focus.
Yeah,
plug.
Very well done.
Nice plug. Nice plug.
Oh, yeah. Plug
once
it all
once again,
day.
That number, 602-710-4281. So, Kerry, have you decided what you're going to offer in the auction? You know, I mean, you know, A-Dub has the store, Calais has a game of basketball. What would be your competitive advantage?
I don't know. I'm trying to decide. What should I do? What do you guys think I should do?
You got a cool car. Maybe a ride in the in the Ultra sports car there. You know, you could do something like that. All right, you're going to think about it.
Think about it. We'll think about it.
You know, okay. All right. Maybe something with the wardrobe is one of the best-dressed guys in the NFL. Think about that as well. Come back with more on the Big Red Rage, all presented by Santan Ford.
Jackson the tailback. Fitzpatrick is going to fake an end around, throw a screen to the left. Jackson caught it, then planted immediately by Adrian Wilson for a loss back at the 23-yard line.
Boy, that bulb won't bloom this spring. Adrian Wilson read the screen, and I'm guaranteeing you that Mrs. Jackson wishes he did. Wow, that's a big-time hit by the gas man.
Gas man.
No doubt about that. All right, true or false for Kerry Rhodes and Sam Acho here on the Big Red Rage, presented by Santan Ford at Marley's Chandler Fashion Center. That seemed to wake up the entire team. Late first quarter, it just seemed to be a catalyst, and you guys were a different team after that hit.
Yeah, it's always hits like that or big plays on the offensive side that kind of wake up a team, you know, lets you know, all right, we're here to play, and we're not turning around, we're not stopping.
The fans got into it, you know, because they come out, and Fred Jackson, the very first play, fumbles the ball.
Right.
You guys cause a fumble, and you think the entire game's going to, you know, go one way, and then it didn't, you know. And so, I don't know, it seems to me, Kerry, and you can agree or disagree on this one as well, when the Cardinals start fast on both sides of the ball, offense and defense, you guys almost seemingly, 9 times out of 10, come out with a win. But when there's a slow start like there was against Buffalo, then you know, it's 50-50 and up for grabs.
Yeah, no question. That's the way we attack the game anyway. We always want to start off fast, no matter who it is, offense or defense. Whoever gets the chance to go out first, go out and start fast. And when we start fast, we've been great. When we have our lulls, it's not so great. So for us, the consistency has to be there, and the great start is always great to have.
So how tough is that going to be in Minnesota? Because, you know, you have the early game, right, and that dome gets really loud. I mean, that can be a real advantage for their D-line and their pass rushers, right?
Without a doubt, yeah, it's going to be important when we go into Minnesota to start fast. It's going to be the key for the team, key for the season. Start fast and finish strong.
You know, they want a new stadium desperately in Minnesota, right?
Yes.
So they had this fan forum I was reading about recently where the fans got to provide feedback, what they'd like, you know, and people, you know, I need more leg room, and they need more of this kind of. One guy said, well, because you're the Vikings, you should design the whole thing to look like a castle. A stadium that should look like a castle. So like Ragnar, their mascot, right, and all that. You know, you have to. So that's kind of feedback, I guess, you get sometimes when you open up to the fans. You get a little bit of everything.
Seriously,
you know, no question.
You know. So the architects weighed in on that as well. All right, so we'll come back. We'll wrap this one up. Maybe we'll get a few keys to the game on Sunday as the Cardinals stay tied for first. They want to stay in first, setting up that Monday night showdown with the Niners, right? It's a Big Red Rage. Kerry Rhodes, Sam Acho, presented by Santan Ford here at Marley's Chandler Fashion Center. Guests on the show receive a fine gift from Bueller Swiss Watches, available at Gold Rush Jewelry in Casa Grande and Arizona Watch and Jewelry in Tucson. Down the stretch we come. The final segment here, the Big Red Rage, Kerry Rhodes, Sam Acho, all presented by Santan Ford at Marley's Chandler Fashion Center. Let's just come full circle real quick. And for those who maybe missed it off the top of the show, just tell us where you're at with the back.
Where I'm at with the back.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get to a point where I can tolerate the pain. So I guess I'm in rehab mode, just trying to get to a point where it's tolerable and I can go out and help my team.
And there's no doubt, I mean, you're in pain. It's constant pain, right?
Yeah, it's just like somebody stabbing you constantly. So I don't know if you know what a stab wound feels like. He said he does.
He
so
does.
That's,
okay, hey, that's really.
We'll talk later.
I see. I'm not so sure so about that. He comes from the mean streets of Chandler. I'm not really sure about that.
But yeah, it's tough.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. And right now, you know, as Coach said today, it's practice really isn't an option at this moment, right?
No practice for me.
No. Okay. All right. So, Sam, what happens when a starter and a playmaker like Carey goes down? What's the attitude and approach by the rest of the defense then?
Well, two things happen. The next guy has to step up. So, in this case, it's Rashad Johnson. He has to step up. And you know, we believe he's ready to step up and fill
James.
In. Yeah, and James Sanders, another guy who we believe is ready to step up and fill in. And secondly, we have to rally around and fight even harder because one of our teammates went down.
Those two guys have made a couple of plays. You know, James obviously was on the business end, the receiving end of your sack on Vic. And then Rashad got to it. Everybody wants to be the guy, the up man on the fake punt, right? Everybody wants that gig, right?
Exactly.
You guys are jealous on that one.
Yeah, they're two guys that are both capable of doing the job, so they'll be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, hey, I'm just glad you made it, and I'm glad you're able to sit down because I wasn't so sure. You know, Sam, we up the top, we said this might have been the first ever standing edition of the Big Red Rage because we weren't sure with the back.
Well, sitting down was good. Let's see how easy it is to stand up.
And now he is driving.
You're going to carry me. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. All right, Sam, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Carey, all the best. Special thanks to everyone. As always, Jim O'Mahoney, Walt Ellis, Derek Burns, Tiffany Witt. We say see you from the Big Red Rage.
You guys are the best.
You've been listening to the Big Red Rage with Carey Rhodes.
Throws to the five, touchdown!
The Rage is brought to you by Santan Ford. Santan Ford and the Arizona Cardinals. We do this together. University of Phoenix, the official education partner of the Arizona Cardinals. The Room Store. You'll always save more at The Room Store, Arizona's number one volume furniture store. Bud Light. It's the sure sign of a good time. Here we go. This has been an exclusive presentation of the Arizona Cardinals Football Club.